Welcome to video presentation on Bulletin 4540. Today's presentation is on numerical parameters display. This presentation will cover how the numerical parameters look like on Bulletin 4540, how to configure numerical parameters, and finally one pulse measurement and show the text display. In front of me I have a test setup using Bulletin 4540 power meter. I have an external pulse signal generator, and I'm using Bulletin peak power sensor model 57006, which is connected in between external pulse signal generator and to the channel number 1 of Bulletin 4540. Since we all know how a pulse signal look like in a graphical display, let me show you how they look like in a text display of Bulletin 4540. How to configure numerical parameters on Bulletin 4540. From the front panel, if we press menu button, then if we go page number 2, then select display. Under display there is an option text mode menu. If text mode menu selected, then we can see channel 1, channel 2 informations. The first one is channel 1 source. By default the parameter name is average CW power. If I press this one, I can see there are several parameters name. Any one can be selected and used under channel 1. Now channel 1 option menu. Under channel 1 option menu there are field 1, field 2 and default setting. If I press field 1, by default the parameter name is minimum power. There are more parameter names on the list. Anyone can be selected and be used. Similarly, field number 2 can be used by selecting any parameter's name. Right now we are observing pulse signal on the graph mode. If I press menu button and then time, I can see there is a time base. By using time base we can adjust the pulse signal on the graph mode. If I press and hold menu button, it will expand the measurement window, which is very convenient, and it's a great feature of Bulletin 4540. If I press and hold graph button, now we can see the same measurement in text display. By using up arrow button or down arrow button, we can scroll down those numerical parameters. The first numerical parameter is pulse width 20 microsecond. The next two parameters, rise time and fall time. Since rise time and fall time are always at the edge of transition, hence the measurement require at least 0.1 division, which is 5 pixel. By adjusting time base function from 4540, it is possible to display both rise time and fall time in this text parameter display. Next is pulse period 100 microsecond, pulse repetition frequency 10 kilohertz. Now if I press down arrow button, numerical parameters will appear one by one. Next numerical parameter, pulse duty 20%, off time period 80 microsecond. The next numerical parameter, pulse peak, pulse average, overshoot, and there are more numerical parameters below that which can be available by pressing down arrow button. Now if we press graph and text button again, the measurement window will be in graph mode. If I press menu button again, we can see the same front screen. In order to observe a rise time of a single pulse, the time resolution can be adjusted from the front panel of Bunton 4540. We have a time base right now 50 nanoseconds per division. At this moment, if I press graph and text button, the numerical parameter, I can see rise time 6 nanoseconds under channel 1. Similarly, if we adjust the time resolution for fall time of a single pulse, the fall time information can be also visible in that particular field. Bunton Electronics has a variety of products available. To learn more about Bunton products, please visit our official website bunton.com. Thank you for joining today's video presentation. You have a great day.